This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Here at Ball State, we have one more full week of instruction for the fall semester next week, followed by final exams. Most in higher education here and elsewhere would say this semester has been the most challenging of any semester in their experience. Joining us now to reflect on this pandemic-altered fall semester is Ball State President Jeff Mearns for the Ball State Pandemic Update. President Mearns, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Stan.
Good to have you, as always. Well, has it been the most challenging semester in your experience?
It certainly has been the most challenging semester that I can recall, and perhaps any of us can recall, in terms of the variety of factors and unexpected developments, but I think it went about as well as could reasonably be expected.
And what were some of the successes from this fall term?
Well, I think what I would say are the biggest successes is how our faculty, staff, and students responded. As you know, we often hear criticism about higher education that we're not agile or responsive or flexible, that and faculty aren't creative and students aren't determined. But, you know, this semester, since the advent of the pandemic, certainly that Ball State has demonstrated that our faculty and staff are indeed creative, innovative, and dedicated, and that our students are tenacious and resilient. And I think, you know, I often speak about our commitment to the enduring values that are represented by beneficence, and they represent a distinctive culture. And those values, that culture, and that character gave us the strength to overcome these unprecedented challenges.
And what do you think could have been done better?
Well, certainly we had that initial surge of positive tests in late August, maybe the first week of September, and we are committed to learning the lessons from where we can improve. So, as you know, we have established a pre-arrival testing requirement for all students before they return to campus or the residence halls. We also will develop a surveillance testing protocol. We've completed the pre-arrival testing protocol. We're finalizing a plan for surveillance testing in February and March, and we will be much better prepared with adequate contact tracing capacity. We intend to have, by mid-January when students return, to have 40 trained part-time staff dedicated to contact tracing. Also, I think on the student experience side, I think we've learned that the lack of any breaks or any relief in the semester exacerbated the stress that our students in particular felt. So we've planned to have 3 days where there'll be no quizzes or tests and no new material. And actually, just yesterday afternoon in the University Senate, received an excellent suggestion from a couple of our faculty and staff that not only should we schedule those days, but we need to take some proactive steps to ensure that our students really take advantage of the relief that these days are intended to provide, that we can't just simply passively put them on the calendar, that we need to intentionally plan so that everyone takes advantage of that brief respite, those 3 days during the spring semester.
And those days, as I understand it, would be sort of like reading days that we have seen in higher education through the decades. Faculty will be available, but there will be no formal class on those days. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I think we will now, based upon that suggestion, think about other intentional activities so that people maybe can unplug and, as I say, get a little bit of relief from the ongoing stress of an academic semester.
Looking ahead to spring semester, what are the chances, given the ever-growing numbers of coronavirus cases here in Indiana and across the world, what are the chances that we'll be starting classes remotely online in mid-January?
Well, certainly one of the things I've learned during this pandemic is not to predict anything too far down the road. The present numbers, as you suggest, the present numbers of infections are concerning. Looking at the most recent data, it suggests that perhaps this recent spike has peaked. It's not declined, but perhaps it's peaked. We will be prepared, if necessary, to start with remote instruction as opposed to on-campus instruction. We'll be prepared to start with remote instruction in mid-January if that's what the conditions suggest we should do.
What are the latest Ball State COVID numbers?
So as of Thursday evening, there are 78 students who we presume are presently active with the virus. that number is less than the number in early to mid-November, which is when we saw our peak. We also then presently presume that 20 employees are active with the virus. And I believe that actually is the largest number of presumed active employees since we began calculating that number many months ago. And I think it's reflective of the conditions that we've seen here in Delaware County and actually throughout the East Central Indiana region.
Do we know, by way of contact tracing, if indeed the modalities the university had engaged, masking, social distancing, all of those things that we've been hearing about for months and months, do we know that the contact tracing has shown that methodology has led to the Ball State campus being relatively healthy? In other words, the infection spread has not come from education. Is that right?
That is what the contact tracing and the data is strongly suggesting to us. We're going to continue to evaluate that data. But yes, it appears that the vast majority of infections are occurring in social activities or other activities not on campus.
And lastly, how is the university doing financially with all of this pandemic strain on budgets and personnel and the like?
Our long-term financial position, Stan, is presently stable and frankly strong. And I think that's a reflection of a long history of prudent fiscal discipline throughout the university community. Our current operating budget, we're not quite halfway through the current fiscal year, but we're presently tracking as projected in terms of expenses and net revenue. So now next year's budget outlook, of course, is uncertain. It's heavily dependent on how our state appropriation is determined during the upcoming budget session. But the long-term financial position is strong and the current budget is stable.
And is there any possibility for staff cuts in the spring term or perhaps in the next year?
With respect to this fiscal year, I don't presently anticipate any personnel reductions. Of course, that will be somewhat dependent on the student registrations for the spring semester. But as I say, our current budget is tracking as projected and as developed.
Well, President Jeff Mearns, thank you very much for coming back this week and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Stan, and go Cardinals.
Go Cards. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.